Section 3. You will hear the Director of Studies in an English language centre and a student representative talking about their self-access centre. First, you have some time to look at questions 21 to 24. Now listen carefully and answer questions 21 to 24.
Hi, Yun. As you know, I've asked you here today to discuss the future of our self-access centre. We have to decide what we want to do about this very important resource for our English language students. So, can you tell me what the students think about this?
Well, from the students' point of view, we would like to keep it. The majority of students say that they enjoy using it because it provides a variation on the classroom routine, and they see it as a pretty major component of their course. But we would like to see some improvements to the equipment, particularly the computers. There aren't enough for one each at the moment, and we always have to share.
Well, yes, the teachers agree that it is a very valuable resource. But one thing we have noticed is that a lot of the students are using it to check their personal emails. We don't want to stop you students using it, but we think the computers should be used as a learning resource, not for emails. Mm. Some of us also think that we could benefit a lot more by relocating the self-access centre to the main university library building. How do you think the students would feel about that, Yun?
Well, the library is big enough to incorporate the self-access centre, but it wouldn't be like a class activity anymore. Our main worry would be not being able to go to a teacher for advice. I'm sure there would be plenty of things to do, but we really need teachers to help us choose the best activities.
Well, there would still be a teacher present, and he or she would guide the activities of the students. We wouldn't just leave them to get on with it.
Yes, but I think the students would be much happier keeping the existing setup. They really like going to the self-access centre with their teacher and staying together as a group to do activities. If we could just improve the resources and facilities, I think it would be fine. Is the cost going to be a problem?
It's not so much the expense that I'm worried about, and we've certainly got room to do it, but it's the problem of timetabling a teacher to be in there outside class hours. If we're going to spend a lot of money on equipment and resources, we really need to make sure that everything is looked after properly. Anyway, let's make some notes to see just what needs doing to improve the centre.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 25 to 30. Now listen and answer questions 25 to 30.
Now, what about the computers? I think it might be a good idea to install some new models. They would take up a lot less room, and so that would increase the workspace for textbooks and so on.
That would be great. It is a bit cramped in there at times.
What about other resources? Do you have a list of things that the students would like to see improved?
Yes, one of the comments that students frequently make is that they find it difficult to find materials that are appropriate for their level, especially reading resources. So I think we need to label them more clearly.
Well, that's easy enough. We can get that organised very quickly. Mm. In fact, I think we should review all of the study resources, as some of them are looking a bit out of date.
Definitely. The CD section especially needs to be more current. I think we should get some of the ones that go with our latest course books and also make multiple copies.
Good. Now, I was also thinking about some different materials that we haven't got in there at all. What do you think of the idea of introducing some workbooks? If we break them up into separate pages and laminate them, they'd be a great resource. The students could study the main coursebook in class and then do follow-up practice in the self-access centre.
That sounds good.
Okay. Now, finally, we need to think about how the room is used. I'll have to talk to the teachers and make sure we can all reach some agreement on a timetable to supervise the centre after class. But we also need to think about security too, especially if we're going to invest in some new equipment.
What about putting in an alarm?
Good idea. The other thing I'd like to do is talk to our technicians and see whether we could somehow limit the access to email. I really don't want to see that resource misused.
What about if we agree to only use it before and after class?
Yes, that would be fine. Okay, anyway, that's great for now. We'll discuss it further when we've managed to sort.
That is the end of section 3. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section 4.